The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Dr. Ray Wally is with us for our weekly medical consultation. We're going to discuss digestive issues, particularly heartburn and gastric reflux. How common are those conditions?
They're very common. What the studies show is that individuals get this 1 in 3 weekly, and 1 in 10 persons get it daily, which is very common.
Okay, why? Is it down to eating too much or eating too much of the wrong foods?
Well, if you just look at the anatomy, so when you eat food, it goes obviously in your mouth, into your esophagus. Your esophagus is the corridor to your stomach. It is a valve between the esophagus and the stomach, and it works on a pressure. If food is coming through the corridor, the door opens up. When food is in the stomach and there's nothing now in the esophagus, the valve closes. And the lining of the esophagus, the analogy I'd give you is it's made of carpet, wouldn't take a lot of abuse. The lining of the stomach is made of marmoleum, linoleum, takes a lot of abuse. And the reason being was in the stomach, that's the first place where your food is digested. You've lots of acid, as opposed to in your esophagus, there's no digestion, it's just the corridor, and it wouldn't take a lot of abuse. And what happens then is the acid comes back into the esophagus, and the unfortunate thing is you get the sensation of heartburn. Now, heartburn, in the majority of people, it just presents literally a burning sensation in your chest. Medical terminology is dyspepsia. You may not get it in your chest. You may get it because the esophagus curls around a little bit at the back. You may get it in around your shoulder blade. And on top of that, then, what we do know is the nerves that conduct sensation from your esophagus are also this nerves that conduct sensation from your heart. So in the wrong person, you've got to differentiate, is this a cardiac presentation? So especially in ladies who may get vague symptoms when it comes to presenting on heart issues. So basically, you've got to have a heightened awareness in regard to this. But in the majority of people, when they get this, it is literally a burning sensation coming from the acid coming into your esophagus.
And can it just be simply dealt with by a tablet?
Yes, like everything else, you need to look at the cause. So for example, what we do know is that you know, going back to an old study many, many years called Pavlov's dog, we know that we basically produce food at breakfast, lunch and evening meal. And basically that obviously requires acid, and acid at those times can reflux in. So you might find that people have long waiting times between food. They starve themselves for whatever reason, and they may get more acid coming back. So equally, meaning not eating regular meals can precipitate it. Then the food is soaking up the acid being digested. So by eating regular meals, you're reducing it. But there are other things. So for example, rich foods cause it. So if you're eating too much greasy food, if you're eating too much spicy food, if you're eating too much food, you can get it as well. Unfortunately, it can also go with pregnancy. So what we do know in pregnancy is the progestogen hormone, which is produced in pregnancy, also loosens that valve between your esophagus and your stomach. So acid can reflux back there, besides the fact if you are carrying a baby and you're getting quite big.
So that can be, though, for other people, rather than the feeling of pain that heartburn might give you, it's almost like a feeling of vomit coming back up against you.
Yes, and if it's, you can get what's called water brash and acid brash. Water brash is when it tastes of water, acid brash when it tastes sour. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be acid. So if you've got a big baby or not necessarily a big baby, but you're further on gestation, further on in pregnancy, unfortunately, the size of the baby in your stomach, together with the loosening of the valve, can bring contents back into your stomach, meaning it can be totally normal.
Okay. If you do suffer from heartburn or from gastric reflux, as you say, an awful lot of people do, I mean, what is your suggestion to avoid the discomfort that is caused?
Well, you might figure out what is causing the problem. So you need to eat regular meals. Equally, taking some fluids, water specifically, while you're eating, making your food small amounts, not eating big amounts. So, for example, you're cutting up a piece of meat, chew it well and cut it into small amounts. Take your meals with water. Water is the best drink, obviously with other liquids. Avoiding certain foods that will aggravate it. Eating small meals regularly. There is another condition which, unfortunately, 50% of over 50 years of age got it. Unfortunately, I have an heirloom as a young person from my mother. And basically, it's called a hiatus hernia. And a hiatus hernia is where you have part of your stomach is actually above the diaphragm, and basically because it's above the valve. It's in the area of where your esophagus is. And that can aggravate it as well. Now, that's quite common, as I said. And again, the main management of that is eating small meals, avoiding. So instead of eating 3 main meals a day, you're eating 5 meals a day. Equally, what you've got to recognise is that your esophagus, as I said, is a corridor. If you eat too late at night or you're going to go to bed, unfortunately, your food is sitting in your gullet. So what you need to do is allow it get into your stomach, which takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay, what about things like gluten? A lot of people believe they're gluten intolerant. Does that have any cause on heartburn or gastric reflux?
Certainly it seems to be a fad out there whereby you say you're a gluten intolerant. 1% of the population are gluten intolerant. And how you prove that is by effectively specific blood tests, which are highly specific, they're highly accurate. 14% of people are on gluten-free diets. The danger with that is those individuals are leaving themselves open to develop diabetes later on when they are not gluten intolerant. So you need to go and talk to your GP about this. And there are specific tests to prove it. But specifically, certainly when you have any GI disorders, you can get certainly more reflux. But the majority of those people are not gluten intolerant.
Okay, and what about dairy intolerance?
There's another study out there showing that 50% of people who took actually not necessarily the intolerance, but the fat content of the milk. If you're taking full fat milk can actually aggravate as well. So 50% of people in this study found that it aggravated heartburn, 50% got relief. So what they say in managing processes is use the lower fat milk if you're going to treat yourself with this, the same way some degree of yogurt would help as well.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you as ever, Dr. Ray Whalley, for our weekly medical consultation.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.